tune now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, you're listening to the Chamber Show on WVOX. Locally, that's 1460 on your AM dial, and nationally at WVOX.com. This is Jennifer Lancer. I'm the executive director of the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce. And every second and fourth Monday of the month, WVOX gives the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce this airtime pro bono to let you know what is going on at the Chamber of Commerce and locally with the members at the Chamber. If you have a business in the area and you're listening to the show, it would be a great idea for you to advertise with WVOX. Call them now at 914-636-1460. And if you're not a member of the Chamber of Commerce, this is the time to join. So with that, I'd like to now introduce to you our two guests who are here today. They are with a contracting company called Home Thesis Corp. And their names are James Amagon and Hugo Velasquez. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we appreciate you being members of the Chamber of Commerce. And, thank you for coming today to share information about your business and all of this other information. With this, I'm going to have Diamond. I'm going to transfer over to Diamond and have her conduct the interview today. So go ahead, Diamond. Why don't you start with one of your first questions?
Well, thank you guys for coming today. So how do you guys know each other? Let's start with that.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And we know each other from high school. We met in ninth grade.
We were talking about that before the show.
It was English class.
And what high school was that?
New Rochelle High School.
Well, yeah, that's great.
Since then. So it's been a couple of years already. Over a century.
It's been a ride.
So you've been friends that long?
Yes,
great.
Definitely.
Very nice.
So what made you guys want to open a home improvement business?
Just like James said, ever since ninth grade, we have always done side jobs here and there, small painting jobs, just mainly because our family comes with that skill as well. So even at home, we used to see our parents do some handy jobs, and there was always tools around us. And
why were there tools around you?
Home, I mean, like hammers, measuring tapes. My father was very handy.
So oh, he was handy
always,
as well.
So he had his own toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
He had a specific closet that I couldn't enter because there was some sharp tools. That led to opening a home improvement company together.
And so after high school, you went your separate ways. You went to a local school in Nyack, right here. You graduated at Nyack College, you were saying?
Correct.
Okay, and you went out to California, James.
Yes,
and
I
then
moved
you,
to California.
So when did you reconnect? When you graduated, or
I
you kept in touch
was,
all that time?
In 2012. I came back in 2010, because mm-hmm. I used to work at a deli.
Okay.
And then we started hanging out again.
Okay.
He gave me a call. He was like, I got some floors.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, one job led to another, and now we're here.
Wow. So, okay. All right. So, go ahead.
Yeah. So why Home Thesis? Why did you name your company Home Thesis?
Home Thesis. Well, the thesis, right? That's a really catchy name. One time we were in the garage. And we had our friend Javi, and we were working on a design. And going back and forth, and out of nowhere, I said thesis. And then he was like, that's it, Home Thesis. And since then, that's been the name.
Yeah, and you did a great logo, too. I mean, who designed that?
Yeah, it took
that?
A while to get to
yeah,
that logo.
Yeah, it was really, it's a nice logo. It's very simple, but, very significant of your name.
So how do you advertise Home Thesis? I know you guys were a part of the Thanksgiving Day Parade that we have every year, and you were there, and you had all of your people walking in something designed by Home Thesis.
Yes.
So what are some other ways that you advertise Home Thesis?
We actually have a lot of fun doing this, so it's basically like a hobby.
Yeah.
After work, we don't finish. We meet up and we think about creative ways to bring it out there.
Mm.
So we brought our logo into jean jackets. And that idea happened when we went to vacation in California. So we also do that as well, photography. And those pictures, we like to put them on social media. Through you guys, through the chamber, we had the opportunity also to put our ad into the New Rochelle magazine, which is coming out soon. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Okay.
So what are some of your other passions that you've mentioned?
Well, I just recently started going to the gym. Mm-hmm. So I do that. I go to the gym. I take some classes. I've been taking strong Zumba, so it's been pretty good lately. And we like to do photography here and there. So, and then that also ties into the advertisement.
Okay. So you incorporate your business with your personal life as well, right?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, the way we look at it is not work. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
Tell us more about the services of your business. What is included in Home Thesis?
Just like James said, our bread and butter is flooring, high quality painting. We do luxurious finish on walls, but we also do remodeling kitchens, remodel bathrooms, and when we deal with that, we also involve with a good group of people, architects, interior designers. At the end, we like to be in full control to see from the beginning to the end.
Yeah. Now, something interesting is that it sounds like it's just flooring and you know, walls and this and that. But if you have to follow them on social media. I think it's Instagram. You're really, really active on Instagram.
Instagram and Facebook.
And because to see the work that they do, it's not just putting paint on a wall. It's amazing. Just not working like with woodworking. It's truly incredible. Some of what you've done is truly amazing. So if you're looking for that and you're trying to redesign something in your house, you definitely want to follow Home Thesis on Instagram or Facebook, because what they're doing is something completely different. It's not your just state of the art, you know, construction company,
right?
You're not your typical contractors. Thank you. It's a little more creative, a little more artistic, and this is what I think a lot of people now are looking for.
Yeah.
Right. I would say.
And we try to get the client involved all the time in all the decisions, you know. Go home, study, see what paint you like, kind of art you like, and then based on that, we try to incorporate the whole thing together.
Yeah, it was great that you do that.
So if a client allows you to do a creative design, what would you do?
James's father just recently opened a marble stone shop in Stamford, Connecticut, and he allowed us to basically be 100% creative with the finishes to apply there. We pretty much did it from the beginning. We framed it, and it allowed us to go with the pace, see what cause and effects made such a thing, and we used different tools. And at the end, if we had to subtract something, we would do it. To have that flexibility is where we get our creativity from.
That's nice.
Carte blanche. Right? That's what every artist wants, right? Just the ability to create.
Right. I mean, so. We ended up doing full finishes on some beams. We did a crocodile skin wall.
No kidding.
And we also did an imitation.
Do you have that out? Maybe you should post that
it's on,
today.
It's on Instagram.
You know, just so that if anybody's listening,
And we also did an imitation of wallpaper with Venetian plaster.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
So what are some of the things you're working on now?
We're currently working in the Bronx. We're doing a school. I think it's called Per School. And what's it called? What is it?
It's in Hunts Point, the Bronx.
So we're doing all the finishes there. We're doing all the painting, all the artsy stuff.
Yeah. So you also incorporate like the art. You have an artistic flair. Now, where did you get that artistry from? Like, I mean, your backgrounds aren't in artistry. What brought that?
Me in high school, I took a lot of art classes, I took a lot of design classes, and I took photography.
Okay.
So all of that just tied into what we do, yeah.
So you're the artistic one, James?
Well, me too.
So you go too,
yeah,
okay.
My father was actually a fall artist as well, so he does a lot of samples at home and practices a lot in our apartment walls. Mm. And then that actually allowed all the pigments to be there, and I would just go get some and then just put it on a small canvas or anything. And that's also just a small
hobby. So you were the apprentice? Were you the apprentice?
Yeah, okay. I used to get all the tools out for him.
Okay, so you just tuned in. You're listening to The Chamber Show, and today we have on Home Thesis. That's James Amagon and Hugo Velasquez, who are the owners, and actually they do the work. So if you're interested, you should give them a call. Why don't you give your number really quickly, and we'll give it again later.
Well, my phone number is 914-355-1987. Once again, 914-355-1987.
Okay, so we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about your business.
Take to the airwaves with us every day at Westchester's only remaining local community station, 1460 on your AM dial, or streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Better yet, download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and you're listening to The Chamber Show. And we are here with Home Thesis. Home Thesis is a contracting company right here in New Rochelle. These are homegrown business entrepreneurs who went to New Rochelle High School, James Amagon and Hugo Velasquez. And we have Diamond Wollaston, who, if you ever call the Chamber of Commerce and deal with us, you'll know that she's very instrumental with everything we do. And she's conducting the interview today. So back to our interview with Diamond. Go ahead.
So how long has Home Thesis been open?
Home Thesis is going for its third year. But before that, before Home Thesis, we were called DHI Concepts, which meant Design Home Improvements, and that was about 5 years, so a total of 8 years of doing this type of work together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's your favorite part about working at Home Thesis?
Well, the favorite part is that at the end of every job, I mean, first of all, every job, it's a brand new experience with the client, and we get them involved. Mm-hmm. But at the end, what really catches us is the wow effect. That's what we always look for. At the end, when they see the final product, they're like, wow, I love it. I'm like, that's it. Now we're happy.
Are you filming that? Do you film that? You know, like, do you go in and...
We should be filming that, right? Yeah,
that's,
we should
that. That's
the
wow.
GoPros in order.
Pretty soon we'll see you on your own show.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of own show, they were recently on a TV show on Bravo TV called Backyard Envy. Could you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Backyard Envy found us on Instagram, which is pretty amazing. They through our hashtagging, they gave us a call. We went to go see the job. We bid, and they approved. And it was an amazing experience working with the cast. And it was a funny show, and it allowed us also to get our T-shirts made from a business in New Rochelle, the Aztec Printing.
Oh, good.
They provided all the uniform, and so we were ready.
Yeah, that's great. That's exciting. Yeah, and you did a great job with it, I have to say.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I mean, it really got real the moment they put the microphones on us. That's when we're like, oh man, it's really happening.
What you were saying.
Yeah,
it's not like usual. But you know, that's exciting. I really suggest that you should start filming when you have that wow factor. Pretty soon, you know, somebody's going to catch that. And you'll have your own show.
So you've talked about the good experiences at different job sites. What about some of the more difficult experiences?
Dealing with difficult experiences is sometimes when we come to a point where dealing with the client. Mm-hmm. And actually, through Naya College, I study psychology.
Oh.
And one of my favorite books that I always go back to is Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. And it's basically like I'm being aware of their human body language.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going through something and it allows them to trigger them in the wrong way, then I have to go back and figure out a way how to deal with the client. So that those difficult situations is where we come across with, and we figure out a way how to bring all together and make a better outcome.
So you fix something within you guys then, which is a lot of businesses don't realize that that's what makes the difference between a successful business, is that you realize the client is always first. So you change
Correct.
What you're doing
right.
in interacting with them. So, and this is a very important thing, I think, for people who are providing a business, because the client wants to feel that their opinion is what is what exactly matters. So no matter how artistic somebody may be, it's the, whatever they say.
About the client first.
Yes, and it's
the good thing is
first.
That it's two of us. Mm-hmm. So if he can't get it right, we come together, we brainstorm, and then you know we try to figure it
That's
out.
Great. Right. That's great. That is a tribute to your success.
Two minds are better than one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because they are trusting us. I mean, they're leaving us at their house,
definitely
alone. Sometimes they give us a key. So there's a lot of trust involved.
Yeah, I mean, we just had something done on our house recently. We had all the doors changed, and it was interesting that we had a good experience, but it halfway through there was a problem with the door, and we said it's not closing right. We didn't want to have to really open it, you know, and spend a lot of time doing it. And they came back and they fixed it, and it made all the difference in the job. So I totally understand what you're saying. It's something that you. It really makes a better business if you can really make the client happy.
Of course,
and realize. And you, Hugo, understanding the body language of the person, it really makes a difference. You can tell that
right
before you ask, how do you like it? You know, you mm-hmm can tell how they're feeling with the job. So
right
that makes a big difference.
Yeah. So where do you see Home Thesis in the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, right now we're just focusing on here at Westchester, but we are trying to expand. Hopefully, like you were saying, maybe one day we have our own show. That would be such a great experience. And we're trying to get into flipping homes.
Oh, okay.
That would be the next thing.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's a big market for that. You know,
yes,
people are really interested. It's a difficult, though. You have to hook up with a real estate. I know a good real estate agent.
Oh, please.
So, anyway, but this was very exciting. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, this is our first time being on the radio, and we appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll definitely meet up again and do this over again.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, I was really hoping you would say, I love being members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Of course, we do. The opportunity
for our members.
Anyway, well, we really hope you attend our monthly meeting coming up on Tuesday, March 19th. That's next week, 4 p.m., at the Irish Benevolent Society, and our workshop happening right after that at Ground Floor Co-working. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Diamond. You did a great job.